Hi, and welcome to the August 1st edition of Three Sides of the Coin, Bite Size Episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. Starting off with Kiss News, August 1st, 1994. On this day, 25 years ago, Kiss released the home video, Kiss My Ass, the video. This release includes rare 1970s makeup performances, along with highlights from Anthrax and the Gin Blossoms recording their tracks for the recently released Kiss My Ass album. August 1st, 1999. On this day 20 years ago, Paul Stanley ended his 2+ month run as the lead role in Phantom of the Opera in Toronto. He would reprise the role at the end of September for one final 5-week run. In other rock and roll news, August 1st, 1971. On this day 48 years ago, George Harrison organized a concert for Bangladesh held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The concert was to raise money for victims of famine in East Pakistan, and the concert saw George Harrison and Ringo Starr perform together on stage for the first time in 5 years. August 1st, 1981, the birth of MTV. This would change the way we look at music forever. MTV would make stars out of artists like Madonna, Twisted Sister, Bon Jovi, and countless others. It was a time when, as a music fan, you couldn't wait to see the newest video from your favorite bands. A new band video could end up being big news. Some examples that come to mind: when Metallica released their first video for One, Michael Jackson's Thriller, and Madonna's Like a Prayer. For a while, it really did seem like video killed the radio star. The original MTV VJs were J.J. Jackson, Nina Blackwood, Mark Goodman, Martha Quinn, and Alan Hunter. Speaking of MTV, August 1st, 1992. On this day, 27 years ago, MTV premiered the new Pearl Jam video, Jeremy. The video would go into heavy rotation and would ultimately win 4 MTV awards, including Best Video of the Year. The song, however, would only peak at number 79 on the Billboard charts. August 1st, 2000. On this day, 19 years ago, AC/DC began their Stiff Upper Lip World Tour in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The tour would cover 143 shows across North America, Europe, Australia, and Japan. And finally, in rock and roll birthdays, August 1st, 1942. On this day in 1942, Grateful Dead singer and songwriter Jerry Garcia was born in San Francisco, California. Jerry died in 1995 at the age of 53. He would have been 87 years old today. Rest in peace, Jerry. And August 1st, 1959. On this day, 60 years ago, Joe Elliott was born in Sheffield, England. Of course, he would be known around the world as the lead singer of Def Leppard. Happy birthday, Joe. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit threesidesofthecoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook. And follow Mike Brunn on Twitter @Mike_Brunn.